I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Mines are dangerous places to work, anywhere. Just look at the deaths this week of two coal miners in West Virginia, or the eight miners killed in South Africa in February, or the six miners killed in Vietnam in January. You get the picture. But Tuesday's accident at a coal mine in Soma, Turkey stands out. Nearly 300 confirmed dead already, and more we still don't know about. At this point, there's little hope of finding any more survivors. The scale of the disaster has sparked angry protests all over Turkey. Those protesters are blaming Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan for the poor safety in Turkish mines. Faruk Logoglu is an opposition member of parliament in Turkey and a former ambassador to the U.S. His party had been calling for increased mine safety long before the accident in Soma. Logoglu says the magnitude of this disaster is almost beyond comprehension.
This is by far the worst mine accident in the history of modern Turkey. And therefore, of course, accidents do occur, but the number of lives lost is just too much to absorb.
Now, we said that you had been taking up this safety issue before the accident. What made you worry that the mine was unsafe? And were you focusing specifically on the mine in Soma?
Some 20 members from our party signed this motion almost a year ago. And it so happened that the debate on this motion took place only a few weeks ago, and it was turned down by the government. The motion was not just about this particular mine, but a number of mines in the same area, in the area of district of Soma. And the reason for this motion was that safety standards were not up to par, and that a lot of accidents were occurring, some including fatalities, and therefore that the government should look into this situation, improve the safety and inspection standards of those standards.
Does Turkey have a history of mines with poor safety records?
Yes, unfortunately, we are we have a bad record in that respect, and that is why not this just the motion that I mentioned, but our party presented a number of similar motions asking improvement in the standards of work safety. We have a bad record, unfortunately.
You're a member of the opposition in Turkey, as we said, and there have been calls from the opposition for Erdogan to resign over this. Can the opposition really be seen trying to build political capital on this terrible accident?
No. This is certainly the perception we are very, very diligently trying to stay away from, because we don't want to politicize the issue at this stage of the game. This is a mourning period, three-day national mourning. All we are doing is expressing our solidarity with the families and making calls for national solidarity at this stage. But as the main opposition party, we will certainly pursue the issue in the days, weeks, and months ahead to see to it that this particular disaster has been fully investigated, and more importantly, ask the government and work with the government to improve safety standards in workplaces, but especially in the mines.
Faruk Logoglu, opposition member of the parliament in Turkey, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.